It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So, you know, this is, I mean, there's a silver lining here, I guess, this Georgia situation. Because, I guess all of these, the more than 1,000 people who didn't enter the Capitol on January 6th, they just had their phones triangulated to outside the Capitol, but yet were somehow arrested by the FBI because their phones were at the Capitol, not in the Capitol, at the Capitol. All they have to say is, oh, I didn't do that. I wasn't there. And the FBI will go, oh, okay, we'll let you go. But somehow that didn't work.
No.
Didn't Georgia, though. This story doesn't make any sense. They're trying to make sense of it this morning on Fox News, and everybody's scratching their head because it's bizarre. Then 13-year-old goes on a gaming forum. He's talking about, here's the guns. I'm going to shoot up my school. Okay, well, the FBI, a year ago now, gets multiple reports about this because they have all the technology, the very same technology. We know they have it. They tracked down, again, over 1,000 of the January 6ers this way. They go right to the house, not the FBI. The FBI, Atlanta office, hands it off to the sheriff. Sheriff goes to the kid's house, talks to dad. Kid says, who, me? No, I didn't do that. And everybody goes, cool, okay. No probable cause. That's it? This story doesn't make sense. The FBI didn't check it out themselves? No. No, they were too busy, I guess, infiltrating Catholic churches by trying to turn the choir director, even though they had no motive, no crime, and nothing to pursue. They just didn't like conservative Catholics, so they decided they'd infiltrate churches. Wow, they can do that at 2 FBI field offices. They have time for that. They have time to put abortion protesters who defend their sons from a beatdown by a left-wing lunatic. They prosecute the dad, but not the left-wing lunatic. That fell apart, by the way. The jury said not guilty. They have plenty of time to put parents who say mean things at school boards, and not physical threats, just complaints. Hey, it makes us mad when boys in skirts rape girls in our bathroom. Shut up. And you go on the threat watch. You go on the terror watch list. You go, they watch you. They surveil you. They got time for all that. Incredibly. Those parents in Virginia were put on watch lists, Jim Jordan reported. But they can't get this kid. It's super weird.
Just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Why we have all of this surveillance going on of activity, but yet we seem to always have selective enforcement with regard to certain offenses.
Here's just, just a sample. Brian Kilmeade this morning, he's talking to a former NYPD investigator, and they're trying to understand, and they can't understand either.
But no reason to arrest. They also said that they couldn't trace it right back to him, the school threat. Doesn't seem like that adds up. If they ended up in his house, I think they traced it back to him.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And you let the local sheriff handle it? And this part's not clear yet, so I'm going to be watching for this, okay? Well, we couldn't charge him, so sorry. Well, could you call the school? Hello? Yeah, this kid at your school, we've triangulated it to your house. He's going to shoot up your school. But he's returned to the school? Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, if kids can be disciplined for misgendering someone.
Yes.
then why in the world would you at least not suspend someone or at least have them under some type of, you know, supervision for some period of time while this is further investigated, if nothing else? I mean, I just...
I don't understand the sudden right to shoot up the school. I mean, sorry to return to the school that you've said you're going to shoot up.
Yeah.
I am completely confused. Their excuses don't make any sense. But it's always this way with the FBI after one of these shootings. It always is.
Yeah. And it's just always interesting about how after the fact, the day after, we always hear the thing, well, the FBI already had some lead on this, or some form of law enforcement had been notified about this person. And listen, I realize that there are many crimes in this country and that you can't arrest someone for until they have committed them. I get that. I understand the protections we should have. But when you are making threats of violence, adults are held accountable for that on a regular basis.
Yeah. Let me read the FBI's inexplicable and, quite frankly, in my opinion, bizarre statement. In May of 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location and time. The online threats contained photographs of guns. Within 24 hours, the FBI determined the online post originated in Georgia. And the FBI's Atlanta field office referred the information to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office for action. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office located a possible suspect, a 13-year-old male, interviewed him and his father. The father stated that he had hunting guns in the house, but the subject did not have unsupervised access to them. The subject, the kid, who again would later go on to kill four yesterday at school, the subject denied making the threats online. Jackson County alerted local schools for continued monitoring of the suspect. So we don't know if it says local schools, plural. I don't know what that means. Subjects denied making threats online. Cool. So if I go, not that I would, but if I go threaten someone online because I just don't like them, I go threaten to kill them, when the FBI shows up at my door, I can just say, no, I didn't do that. And they'll be like, ah, cool. Yeah, no, we get it. We're fine. We're cool with that. Why didn't the January 6 people try this, Lee? Oh, you might have triangulated my phone there. Yeah, it's the Capitol. But yeah, no, that wasn't me. But that didn't work there, though.
No.
I mean, this does not make sense. And again, they're doing the diversionary tactic of, well, we couldn't charge him. What? Why was he at school? And I want to understand this. Maybe there's something here I don't understand. But you know what? What's problematic about this is the left has jumped right to, if you love your kids, you'll give up your guns.
Yeah.
Well, how about we give up the right of the kid who's threatened to kill the kids at school with a gun to attend that school? How about we start there? Nope, you got to give up your guns. You!
Well, how about when there are threats of violence that are made even by children, there needs to be accountability and responsibility.
Yeah. At a minimum, if it's actually true that you couldn't charge him, because it sounds really hokey, what was he doing at the school? Why was he there? How do we get from, yeah, we had to let him go back to school after threatening to kill someone, sorry, to, hey, you need to turn in your guns. If you own a gun, you're guilty. How do we get there? There's this idea, well, the only solution is to get the guns. Well, no, the solution is to not let the kid who threatened to kill people online go back to school. That's a place to start. He said he didn't make the threats. The subject denied making the threats online, the FBI writes in its official statement. That is so ridiculous on its face.
Well, just like if you're a passenger on a jet airliner and you make a joke about a bomb or a hijacking, guess what? You're taken off the plane by law enforcement.
Well, I guess you could just say, no, I didn't. And if they say, well, but there's the post right there. No, that wasn't me. Came from, you know, I know it came from my address. No, not me. Can I go now? Is that the new FBI standard? I'm just curious. Texter writes, the FBI did what they always do, jump into chat rooms and encourage and prompt the kid. Look, we don't know that, okay? They have done that in multiple other cases. I ran through them this morning. They have been caught dead to rights doing that by 60 Minutes and the Buffalo News. So two liberal mainstream media sources. I've played the audio before. You've heard it, Lee. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those situations were weird. But in this case, this is the hokiest, most ridiculous law enforcement excuse I've ever heard. And I read that and I'm like, you just didn't want to stop this. And look, if this was a one-off, that would be a thing. But remember Parkland? People begged the FBI to stop him. I mean, there was even the one, there was multiple tips before that shooting, but one of them was someone who said, okay, look, this kid's going to shoot up the school. This kid's going to kill people. I just don't want to feel guilty when he does it. And remember, it came into the FBI tip line and they just neglected to pass it on. And then they did an investigation and the FBI employee who didn't pass it on was never fired. Now, after a while, it gets to the point where you're like, well, you know, these shootings really are beneficial to the left for their gun control agenda. It starts to look political. You can only do this so many times in such laughable ways before people are like, what? And this is an abusive situation. It really is. They say, well, he said he didn't do it. They sent him back to school and then they come for me. And you, well, you got to turn in your guns. You know, you should give up your guns. Got to love your kids more than your gun. What does this have to do with me? You failed. There is no right to return to a school after you've threatened to shoot it up. But, you know, this is America. And what they're hoping is most Americans will never hear what you're hearing right now on talk radio. So, oh, it's so sad. Two more kids are dead. These Americans need to give up their guns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back during saner American times, Jimmy Carter lost his presidency in part because he failed to secure the release of the American hostages from Iran, when we cared about Americans and how Islamists treated them. Fast forward to today. Off the top of your head, how many Americans were killed by Hamas on October 7th? Anybody know? It's a number that should jump right to our heads. It would have during the Jimmy Carter era. What's the number? What do you think? 10? 13? That'd be a lot, right? It's 43. What? 43 American citizens slaughtered simply for being Jewish by Hamas. 43. Think that deserves any kind of retaliation? Maybe just as a sign, hey, like you can't kill Americans because they're Jewish, no matter where you find them. Nope. Not to the Biden administration. That number isn't even known to Americans because the mainstream media blocked it out to protect Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But then it got really weird. See, because yesterday the Biden administration admitted Iran's been funding Hamas this whole time. We Which is weird because we've been funding Iran this whole time. And we've known that since the days after the attack, when no less than the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times admitted that Iran armed, trained, and provided logistical support for the slaughter on October 7th, including of 43 Americans. What did Joe Biden do? Left. Could have put Trump's sanctions back on, but he didn't. They've reaped $90 billion they wouldn't have otherwise had since then, including two $10 billion tranches of money that had been frozen that Joe Biden released the money to Iran. If you're Hamas or Iran, what do you think when you see that? Wow, dude, I killed 43 Americans and I got billions of dollars. We've never seen anything like this. So, of course, Hamas thought they could put a bullet in the back of a head of the head of an American hostage. Why couldn't they? And they were right. What did Joe and Kamala do? Oh, okay, they blamed Israel for it. Well, that wasn't sitting well with the American people. I can see that by looking at the Topic Pulse app. This hostage story is not going away. Executing American in the back, and an American in the back of the head is apparently a step too far for the American people, who obviously don't know that 43 others were murdered on October 7th by Joe's friends, Hamas, which the Biden administration admits they're funded by Iran. So it was refreshing to learn yesterday from Lindsey Graham that if Donald Trump wins, America has some hope. You have some hope as an American of Joe Biden not sending money to the terrorist who kills you if you go overseas, which is Democrat policy right now. If you kill an American, we reward you for billions of dollars. That is with billions of dollars. That is what the world's terrorists have learned. It's outrageous if you put it all together. So I got to hand it to Lindsey Graham yesterday. He lost it over the Biden administration announcing, hey, we're going to charge these Hamas terrorists in our courts, including three who are dead. Even the Associated Press admitted it's pretty much symbolic. We'll never get our hands on them. Okay. October 7th was almost a year ago. American lives were so unimportant to you, y'all waited till now to file charges? That's not how it's going to go in a Trump administration, Lindsey Graham explained on Hannity. Take a listen, because wow, what a contrast.
Now, what is Biden doing? Charging Sinwar with crimes in an American court. We're not fighting a crime here. We're fighting a war. Sinwar could care less about being indicted by Garland. Sinwar, your days are numbered, pal. We're not going to indict you. We're going to kill you.
Yeah. That should have happened 9 months ago. That should have, we should have Soleimani'd him. He goes to the turnstile at the airport. Boom. No Soleimani. It's not hard. In fact, Trump showed how very, very easy that it is. And Lindsey Graham is, this hurts, right. Whew, got that out. Lindsey Graham is right about the lack of deterrence. This is why they put a bullet in the back of an American's head. Because last time they did it, they got billions of dollars from Joe Biden, 43 dead on October 7th.
We've lost deterrence. Nobody is afraid of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Nope.
What did Donald Trump do? He went to maximum economic pressure.
Yep.
He put Iran in an economic box.
Yep.
And when he heard that Soleimani, their Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader, was plotting to kill Americans in Iraq, he blew him up.
He blew him up. I'm going to play this again because it just makes me feel good. It's the feel-good clip of the day, really.
Now, what is Biden doing? Charging Sinwar with crimes in an American court. We're not fighting a crime here. We're fighting a war. Sinwar could care less about being indicted by Garland. Sinwar, your days are numbered, pal. We're not going to indict you. We're going to kill you.
It's the only possible response. And then for Biden to criticize Netanyahu because an American hostage was killed, you've been funding them, my friend. Biden funded them. And then argued when our side said, hey, funding is fungible. You know, you send them billions of dollars, it frees them up to forward billions of dollars to Hamas. And they're like, no, funding is never fungible. Well, Hamas learned. They learned they can kill Americans. They were taught by the Democrat Party. The text line is on fire, 71307, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, if the Georgia shooter, the 14-year-old kid, killed four before a school resource officer stopped him, if he had a Confederate flag on his backpack, he would have been permanently expelled. How many of these kids have we seen? It's amazing. The left, wow, you come into the parking lot and you got an American flag even. Are you wearing an American flag on your T-shirt? Boy, they could sure kick you out fast. FBI catches you making threats to blow up your school. I mean, sorry, shoot up your school. You go right back into classroom. Come on. And the FBI says with a straight face in its statement, he denied making the threat so we could not charge him. Bull. Bull. Well, it's against Georgia law. We'll get him on federal. What a crock. Texter writes, if getting rid of guns is the goal, then stopping shooters at the threat stage would be shooting yourself in the foot. Told you the text line was on fire. Texter writes, we have seen this. Iran got a bunch of weapons and God knows what else to give our hostages back. Yeah, from Joe funded it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, so it took the Department of Justice a year to indict the terrorist who killed 43 of our fellow citizens, 44 this week, with the bullet to the back of the head for the hostage. So 44. How long did it take to indict the January Sixers? Oh, it was very fast. Weeks to get the first few of them. Texter, this is a brilliant point. Texter writes, sounds like Biden was funding the Iranian attempt on Trump. Think about this for a minute, okay? Trump killed Soleimani, right? For killing our troops and then planning to kill more, as Lindsey Graham explained. You realize the Iranian assassin the FBI caught was the second one they've sent to kill Trump. The first one was in 2021, and that guy tried to hire a cartel hitman to kill the former CIA director, Mike Pompeo, and John Bolton, Trump's advisor. Let that sink in. And Joe Biden still didn't put Trump's sanctions back on Iran. So what did they learn? Why is it a surprise? Hamas executes an American hostage. You can try to kill the president of the United States, Donald Trump, not once but twice. And Biden won't put the sanctions back. Worse yet, he continues to allow you to draw down on the $10 billion he's made available to you, money that was frozen under Trump. Of course you can kill an American hostage. Shoot. You send an assassin and they'll unsecure and insecure the rally so you can get Trump. I can't imagine the conversations our enemies have. It's unbelievable. But I can tell you what kind of conversations that they're having inside the Kamala Harris campaign. You know what's interesting? It was an absolute tragedy that four people, two students and two teachers, were killed in Georgia yesterday. But the good news is that it wasn't more. And that was because of the school resource officer. I'll let the law enforcement spokesperson explain.
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him. And the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
How would that go under Her Highness if Her Highness was ruling? Well, she told us in 2019, there wouldn't be a school resource officer at that school. Keep in mind, this is how radical Her Highness is. This is Kamala Harris in 2019, okay? That's before the George Floyd shooting.
Again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline.
So I guess that school resource officer wouldn't be there. But she's going to tell me again, Kamala, how you going to take my guns to make me safe. But you know what the funny thing is? The only people who are going to have guns are the ones who bring their own when they come here to vote Democrat, the illegal immigrants. You know, Trende Aragua, the ones that the Venezuelan government has admitted on the record that, yeah, we're just letting them out of prison, the worst killers, but we're just going to send them down there to you. And then what? You got Colorado Democrat governor going, yeah, yeah, no, no. There's no Trende Aragua guys taking over apartments in Colorado. That's not happening. It's just fake news.
Four more suspects with ties to the violent Trende Aragua gang have been arrested in Aurora, Colorado, for a shooting at an apartment complex. Two of the suspects are already out on bond, and the other two are still in ICE custody. The violent Venezuelan gang is accused of taking over apartments, committing violent assaults, and threatening murder to residents.
Oh, they're all illegal immigrants, by the way. That's the incredible part of two bonded out after the attempted murder. Do you know what the attempted murder was about, the shooting? That was them pushing the employees out of that apartment. They also threatened the owner. He did an interview with the New York Post in which he said, look, they took the apartment. I can't do anything. They've conquered the territory. And Democrats are like, shoot, that didn't happen. So what is this? This is an example. Only the illegals will have the guns, not you. And yeah, she's going to take them. I don't care what she says. Here's a montage. I'll let her explain.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons?
Great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
You can be in favor of the Second Amendment and also understand that there is no reason in a civil society that we have assault weapons.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
You know how violent a mandatory buyback would be? It's the mandatory part, not voluntary. And yet, the illegals in Aurora can shoot people with guns. And they bond out. This is Democrats doing this. It's Democrats. Do you see the problem with this? They fully intend for their Trende Aragua gang banging voters to have guns, but not you. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. A girl in the upstate of South Carolina made a bomb threat in which there was no evidence to support she had any means to do follow through. Just an empty threat to get out of school for the day or two. She was in juvenile detention center that day. I mean, she should have just told the police it wasn't her. Even if there was evidence it was. And they'd have been like, oh, it wasn't you. Like this 13-year-old in Georgia? I can't get over this. But this is it's on my Twitter feed if you want to see it. At Tara Servatius. This is an actual statement by the FBI. A year ago, he was on their radar. People are turning him in. He's saying he's going to shoot up a school. He's posting it everywhere. They send the sheriff's department to his house. Listen to this. This is an actual line written by the FBI. The subject denied making the threats online. But she went to his house using the online posting. Yeah, he just denied it. Well, these poor January 6ers, all they had to do was deny they were there. Who knew? And the FBI would have been like, oh, you weren't there. I wonder if you could try this, like if you rob a bank. Yeah, you might have triangulated my phone to the bank while I was doing the robbery, but no, that wasn't me. It wasn't me. Oh, cool. All right. Well, you can be on your way. It's ridiculous, folks. This is laughable. I can't believe they wrote that. Really? Unbelievable. Texter writes, so a buyback program would essentially be the taxpayer to pay for the removal of my guns. I don't think I'm going to pay for them to take my guns. Texter writes, I'm a RN, like nurse. Anyone who has suicidal and who I think is suicidal and homicidal can be taken to an ER. If they won't go voluntarily, the police can take them. The ER physician examines examines them and can admit them to a psych facility legally for 72 hours. In that time, they are evaluated by a psychiatrist. If at the end of 72 hours, where did it go? Oh, the psychiatrist is concerned about their mental health. They will go to the court to get an involuntary commitment. The shooter who targeted the store in Buffalo. And I'm sorry, it trails off. There's so many that they get spliced. If you write a really long one, try to keep them short. They're easier for me to follow. But the point is there. I mean, so they're trying to make the excuse, well, we couldn't arrest him. Well, how about banning him from the school? So I'm going to be very curious to find out, school officials, what did they do? I mean, how do you threaten to shoot up a school, get reported to the FBI, and you get to go back to the school? I don't understand. I don't understand. Texter writes, I blame the Parkland and Winder shootings on FBI inaction. Another texter writes, there are 21,000 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers. How can they confiscate our weapons? Well, I think that you're going to be required to turn them in. Look, the Democrat Party tends to follow whatever happens in Venezuela. So my guess is there'll be massive fines if you don't turn them in. It's what Her Highness is planning, but I don't know. You'd have to ask her. Texter writes, Tira, in the Kamala gun buyback clip, did Joe say it's unconstitutional? Yes, he does. That was during a debate. I know. That's how much more radical she is than him. People just in shock on the text line. Try to understand. FBI saying, well, we couldn't arrest this kid for threatening to shoot up his school because he said he didn't do it. When you triangulated him at his house? Yeah. And his dad said, don't worry, I won't let him get the guns. And they went, oh, it's cool. He can go back to school. This is crazy. Texter writes, if he had child porn on his computer, could he just deny it? I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think he could. By this standard, they'd go, can't prosecute. Darn it. Texter writes, Tara, the question is further than how does he get to come back to school, but how does he get to come back and not be searched and closely monitored? I know. Texter writes, Tara, is it correct? I heard clapping from Kamala's supporters about not having law enforcement in schools. Folks, it's worse than that. UK Daily Mail broke the story about a week and a half ago. Kamala wants to disarm police officers. And she wanted this. She campaigned on this before George Floyd was shot. She wanted to replace them with social workers. UK Daily Mail, look it up. So, I mean, wow, the body count would have been heavy yesterday if Her Highness was in charge. I mean, no school resource officers. And if there are officers, I guess the responding was they just don't have guns.
Again, what we need to do about taking demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the...
Texter writes, Tara, interesting how fast the FBI can release information on school shooting, you know, on the shooter, on the kid that they've been, you know, known about for a year, but not Trump's attempted assassination. I know, it's crazy, right? And finally, Texter writes, if there are so many people who want to voluntarily sell back their guns under the Queen's program, why don't they sell them now to a local gun store? Okay, you go first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!